with me in my house in Tiverton. This is after he had transferred from St. Johnsbury College, I think, not St. Johnsbury, University of Vermont at St. Johnsbury, I think it was called. And he actually transferred to go to URI. And he didn't have really a place to stay and not too much money at that time, so he actually moved into my house from my parents' house in Tiverton. And the house was up for sale, so really it was just Dan and I living in a decent-sized house. With, you know, the next house is a long way away. And I remember we used to play lots of music real loud. I mean, everything everything from the aforementioned, like Loggins and Messina and folk music, to like Alice Cooper and Led Zeppelin and Allman Brothers and Steely Dan. You know, I know, I think Steely Dan was one of Dan's favorite artists back then too, along with Frank Zappa and everybody else. And Dan's father had kind of repaired organs kind of as a hobby in the basement of Dan's house in Tiverton when he was growing up. We both grew up in Tiverton. And when Dan moved in with me, or probably a little before that, I can't remember what, he got a bunch of parts from his dad, a bunch of organs, old organ speakers, and he made this great big plywood case that was probably about 4.5 to 5 feet tall, about 3 feet wide and 2 feet deep. And what he did was he put like 8 or 10 organ speakers in it. And then he made this great big like multicolored tie-dye down in my basement, and he used that for the speaker cover. And he used to plug that into his Marshall amp, and he used to go up into his bedroom in my house and just like crank away by himself. Just like he would do it like the old notion of working off your frustrations. He's working hard at school, he's working hard at work, and he'd come home and he would actually take out his frustrations on the guitar, but it came out sounding really good. And I remember one time, I remember it to this day, it was like a Friday afternoon, and Dan just got out of work and he was having a tough day, and I came in the house, I pulled into the driveway, and I could hear through closed windows the electric guitar just cranking. Dan was cranking on his electric guitar. And I got out of the car, and it just sounded like distortion, like really loud. He had to have it on 10 with these great big speaker box and everything else. And it sounded, it was definitely Jimi Hendrix-like. So when I finally got into the house, I'm downstairs now. It was really, really loud. And he was in his bedroom with the door shut. I don't understand how he didn't blow his eardrums out. But I finally realized what it was. He was playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz, Jimi Hendrix style.
Wow.
You know, yeah, like you ever hear Jimi Hendrix, Star-Spangled Banner stuff, you know, like that, and kind of stuff. He was playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow like that, and I wish he recorded it because it sounded awesome. I went in the house, I sat down on the stairs, and just sat there while he played this song for like 9 minutes. That's a guess. It could have been 5, it could have been 20. And he didn't go back, he wasn't practicing. He was, the thing that I was just really amazed at is he was just going with wherever it took him. He didn't stop and restart. He didn't try to replay a part over. He just went someplace, and then he'd go down like a tangent of how it sounded, and then he'd come back and play a couple more bars and go someplace else with like the wah-wah pedal and the effects, and it sounded wild to the point. It was like, well, maybe 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. I remember it was warm out. Didn't understand we had the window shut. I guess he wanted it to be really loud. And I went up there, and when he was done, all I could hear was like feedback from the amp for about a minute, and he turned it off. And I waited a couple of minutes because I could tell after what he just played, it must have been, listening to it was like listening just to something really electrifying and like, wow. And if you're playing that and feeling that coming from your head and through your fingers and from your soul and everything else, he must have been wiped, like,
yeah.
Just wiped. Like you've. So I even waited a while before I went in. I finally went in. He's just sitting there in the bed, kind of, not panting, but kind of, like he just got done exercising or something, and all he was doing was moving his fingers. And I said, Dan, that was amazing. He was like, wow. It was just, I don't even think he knew what he just played. He probably wasn't even aware of how great it sounded as a third party. It was just absolutely amazing. And so that's another story I have to tell about him, and that was later in college. Any questions on that one, or?